go ahead and hit a buzzer for our first step. Awesome! And this year, I don't know if you noticed it when you came in, but this is our friend Jibo. Jibo, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
Awesome! Thanks, Jibo. So Jibo is going to come back later and help us out some more.
Is he a girl or a boy?
We just say it's our friend Jibo. We don't. Okay. So whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
Alright, so if you want to tell me what letter this is,
A.
What you see here.
A, apple.
And do you know one more thing that starts with that letter?
I'm on Linux.
Oh, so Jibo. Sometimes it does that. There you go. Do you know one more thing that starts with that letter?
A for apple. I don't get it.
Great job.
All right.
Great job.
Thank you, Jibo. Minor.
B, boy.
Do you know one more thing that starts with a B?
B, beaches.
Yeah.
C, cookies.
Do you know one more thing that starts with a C?
Confident.
Yeah.
D, duck. Dookie.
Okay.
Elephant egg. F.
I'm on
fish.
Silly Jibo. I don't know why it keeps doing that.
Fish. Fly.
Awesome.
G. Guitar. Goat.
Great.
H. House. I mean, yeah. H. House. Horse. Ice cream. J, juice. Juicy. K, key. Kid. Kangaroo. L, leaf. Llama.
Nice.
M, monkey. Mom. N, nose, nuts. O, orange. Organs. P. Plate. Pepper. Q. Quack. Quail. R. Crayon. Red. Red.
One more word that starts with an R?
Raspberry?
Yeah, that's great.
S, spider. Spoiled. T, table, tailor. U, umbrella, unicorn. V, vacuum, violin. W, watch, whale. X, x-ray. X, I can only think of a friend's name, Xeon.
Yeah, that works, sure.
Y, yogurt, Yui. Z, zebra, xylem.
Okay. Good job. Go ahead and hit a buzzer. We'll go to that in 1 second.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you, Jibo.
Jibo.
Jibo's so nice. Jibo will help
one,
us out a bit.
One.
Awesome. What do you think's next?
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20.
Yeah, so it went from what number to what number?
15 to 20.
So what do you think next?
21, 25.
It's a little tricky, right?
30.
Nice.
35, 40.
So what's this?
This is 2.
So we went from what number to what number?
Is it
50? Yeah, so you think that's next? What is this though?
40.
Yeah, and you think 50 is next?
60 or 50.
All right.
55 or 65. 50.
Nice.
60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 101, 200, 300, 500,
505, 1,000. Good guesses. You did great. Can you tell me what this, can you read this and then tell me the answer?
9 plus 7 equals, you've done this before, 16?
Yeah, nice. Can you read this and tell me the answer?
19 minus 1 equals, 18.
Awesome. You might not know this yet, but you can read it.
6 times 3
equals. Do you know the answer?
I have no idea, but I know not. 3 times 3 equals 9.
Awesome. That's all right. Yeah, this one's a tricky one. What about this? Can you just read it for me?
12 divided by 3 equals.
So this is actually 21.
21.
Yeah.
I got confused.
No worries, it's a bit tricky. That's
I know what 8 divided by 8 is.
What is it?
You're doing one. Great.
Awesome. All right, go ahead and hit a buzzer. Awesome. Now we're going to do another fun activity. We're going to look at some pictures. So if I say that this is a ship, and then there's another ship, we have two what now?
Two ships.
Awesome. So that's pretty much what we're doing for the whole thing. So if this is a scap, and I have another one.
Two scap.
If we have a duck and another one.
That's two ducks.
If we have a shoe
and
another
two
one.
Shoe, two shoes.
Mm-hmm. A bread.
And two breads.
A snack.
Two snacks.
A mip.
A mip. Two mips.
A foo.
A foo. Two foos.
A cup.
Two mugs.
A crib.
Two cribs.
A yak.
Two yaks.
A pipe.
Two pipes. Two playgrounds.
So this is a slide.
Slide.
And then there's another one. There's two.
Two slides. Sloop. A bell and two little bells.
Yeah.
Purse.
So we're going to call it a bag.
Bag. Bag and two bags. And then two bags. Mm-hmm. Rock.
Yeah.
And.
So now there's another rock.
Two rocks.
This is a smide.
Smide. Two smides. A lamp.
So we're gonna call it a light.
Light. Light, two lights.
A yag.
A yag, two yags.
A
whatever that thing
and
is.
And this is a cow?
Cow, two cows.
Awesome, and we're back at
I
the
said
beginning.
Cows.
Good job, you did great. Oh, let's not flip yet, okay? First you can go ahead and hit a buzzer. All right. Now Jibo is gonna help us a bit. Jibo, do you wanna?
My name is
awesome.
Jibo. What's your name?
No.
You know
that's
what?
An awesome name.
My name is not that.
My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Blue. And my name's Beatrice. Not whatever that name was. My name's Beatrice. Not whatever that name was.
That's so cool.
Weird. That's weird. That's weird.
Alrighty. Let's get started.
Thank you, Jibo.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Sounds good.
Look at the picture. What is this?
It's gonna show us a picture. I think it's just getting it ready for us. Sometimes it takes a second. Jibo gets tired. There you go. All right, Beatrice, what do you see there?
Pond with a person, fish, and a lion.
Aww. What does it look like?
She'll come in my bedroom. My cat?
Yeah.
Dad, what does Scarlet look like again?
Oh, it's okay if you don't
know. She's like black and yeah.
Awesome.
And something like some like lighter colors on her.
Awesome. So you said they're on a pond, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a pond like that?
No.
What might you do on a pond if you're at a pond?
Oh, I've been to a pond, but not on one.
Yeah. What would you do?
How long does this take?
It takes about 30 minutes, and we're almost done, actually. We're like halfway.
Okay.
If you're done with this picture, we can go on to the next one.
I'm done with this picture.
Okay.
Look at the picture.
All right. So what do you see here?
Person on their bed looking like they're flying, throwing things out of the air. I'm done with this picture.
Well, what do you think that they're doing? Like, do you think they want to be a pilot, or what are they?
I think they want to be a pilot because they have lots of, because he has lots of airplanes in his house. And look, it looks like clouds.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't be wearing a hat like that? Okay, I'm done with this picture.
Well, could you first tell me what you see there? What things are on the ground or in the sky?
Cars are on the ground, a sock, a pillow, and then in the sky, clouds, wind, and paper airplanes.
Anything on the shelf?
A fish and books and something hanging out. What is this?
This is a mic. It helps us hear you better. Yeah, see where this connected? So it helps us hear you when you respond. Kind of cool.
Okay.
Awesome. Do you ever do stuff like that in your room?
No.
Yeah, what do you like to play?
I don't know.
Okay, well that's alright. Okay, so you ready for the next picture?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
What is this? Blood coming out of
her? Alright.
It's a girl with an octopus behind her, and it looks like she really likes science. She's holding a light ball, and some sort of clip. Some books, and there's a rat, lots of rats.
Awesome.
that might be her pet. And then she has like some science tubes.
Very cool. Do you like doing science experiments?
Yes.
What types?
Explodable ones. I also wanted to say once, can I do the science experiment on a person?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe if you're, when you're older, like in a lab or something.
Yes.
Yeah, if you go into like a, yeah, maybe.
What's that room?
That, I think that's just one of their exhibits so that you can see some science.
Oh,
so
no.
What type of science do you do at school experiments?
I go to daycare, and I also go to school, and yeah, I don't know.
Alright, well, do you think the octopus is maybe like an assistant or also a lab, like,
I think it's an assistant, I think it is an assistant, because he is, whatever it's called, I think it is in a sense, because he is holding some things, and I don't think he would be holding them. I'm ready for the next one.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
What is this?
Dude, you're showing me. It's a girl with a giant beet in her hand.
What do you think she's gonna do with the bee?
I think she's gonna eat it, and there's some more plants there. There's a snail, and she has giant bees. Actually, there's snails. Oh no. Oops.
Okay. It's alright, I can hold it. You can keep talking about the picture. What else do you see?
How long would it take if Violet would also do it?
I don't know, but we can first finish this one. So what else do you see there, other than the beach?
Snails and more beets, a shovel. She's wearing a hat, clouds, and like fence. I think I'm ready for the next one.
Well, have you ever been on a farm like that? And then we'll move on. Okay, let's just move on to now. You did a great job.
You're doing great.
How many of these?
You hit a buzzer. You did a great job, though. Was it hard to see the pictures of it, or?
It was hard to see the pictures.
Because, okay. Yeah, I don't think you won't like that one much.
I don't.
But maybe you'll like the next one more. Do you like reading?
No.
Well, do you want to try reading maybe a little bit, and then we'll stop if you don't like it.
It was Mr. B's job to get honey. He worked very hard, and Mr. B got honey from all the flowers on the farm. He got honey from the red flowers and from pink flowers. He got honey from sunflowers and from purple flowers. Mr. B worked all day long. He was on the job for morning to night. I love my job, said Mr. B, as he buzzed from flower to flower. I have the best job on the planet, Mr. B worked with other bees. All the other bees were very nice to Mr. B. Mr. B had many friends. One day, all the bees decided to throw a party for Mr. B. They wanted it to be a surprise party. They didn't tell Mr. B the other bees. Tied balloons to Mr. B's flowers. They told him they wanted to see him after work. After work, Mr. B. He went to meet the other bees. Surprise! They shouted to Mr. B when they saw him. You are a very special bee, Mr. B. You work very hard to collect. I'm getting spit on this.
You're getting what?
Like some spit on.
Oh, it's okay.
I can see it. Collect a lot of honey. They gave Mr. Bee a honey cake. They gave Mr. Bee new honey pots for his legs. They sang songs to Mr. Bee and danced all night. The next morning, Mr. Bee was very tired but very happy. He sang as he buzzed from flower to flower. "I'm a happy bee," he sang. That's me.
Awesome. You did such a good job. Do you want to try reading this one too?
No.
No? You want to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead and hit a buzzer. You did great. Go rip it.
Great job.
Thank you, Jeebo. So here, can you tell me what they're doing and how you would do it?
He's brushing his teeth. I would not hold the toothpaste while I'm brushing my teeth.
What would you do instead?
I'd put the toothpaste down.
Okay, and what would you do to start brushing?
Open the toothpaste, squeeze it on, and then put it down with no lid on. After that, wash it, put it on my little thingy, and put it where I put my toothbrush, put the cap back on. There. Yes.
Alrighty, what about this one?
A boy washing his hands. I would just put soap on, not scrub it in, and just put water on there.
Alright. What about this one?
A boy tying his shoe. I would usually not do the one bunny ear. It's too hard for me. I like to do the two bunny ears.
Do you want to try explaining how you do it?
Like, okay. I don't have tie shoes on.
That's okay.
So I'll usually like do this and then tie, put it in a hole. I usually do a triple or double knot so it won't untie.
Awesome. Good job.
A girl eating cereal. I would usually have my mom pour it in if I'm eating cereal, and I like eating Cheerios instead of cereal. And I like milk in there, and also like it dry. I also like drinking milk with it, but it tastes kind of weird. A guy putting on his shirt. I would put on the same way, but you know how I take off swimsuits? I'll just like, instead of going up, I'll go down like.
Oh, okay.
Or sometimes I'll need help.
Okay.
Next one, a girl doing cupcakes. How I don't really, like really put the icing on, but how I eat cupcakes, icing first, then the cupcake.
Yeah. How would you decorate cupcakes?
Icing, so much icing.
Put anything on the icing?
I don't like sprinkles as much, but I don't mind it on cookies.
What type of cupcakes do you like?
I like vanilla and chocolate.
Ooh, yeah.
I literally suck the like little wrapper, like.
Awesome. Okay, this one?
A girl painting. How can you guys? A girl painting.
Do you ever do painting?
Yeah, I don't do it as often though.
What do you like to paint?
I like to paint canvases a lot.
Okay. Anything
or
specific?
Like papers and stuff. Okay, a guy putting on his seatbelt. I'll put on my seatbelt.
You do or you don't?
I do.
Oh, good. Okay. How would you put it on then?
This way he's doing it. Like, zip.
Good. Awesome.
I'm sauce. A girl feeding her teddy bear.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
I don't really do it.
If you were to do it, how would you?
I have done it. I just like, I'll bring my stuffies downstairs, put them at the table, and then grab some food. It's weird.
Alrighty, next one.
A guy dressing up. Someone dressing up. I would not dress up like that.
Dress up for Halloween?
Yeah.
I
got a toy from Halloween before.
Oh, cool.
A person going down the slide. I would usually, like, sometimes I would, like, walk down the slide if it's very little.
Huh.
A boy playing soccer. My dad played soccer.
Oh, do you play any sports?
I do swimming, I used to play t-ball, and I used to do running. I have a trophy and medals.
Very cool.
Trophies and medals. Got trophies and medals. People playing blocks. Someone pushing their doll. No, someone pushing their kid.
Do you ever go on this on the swing or anything on the playground?
I like the swings a lot. People eating candy. There's candy. People fighting over candy. I don't know.
What type of candy do you like?
I like gum.
Yeah.
I'm not that big of a fan of chocolate. I like chocolate ice cream more than vanilla, though. Oh. I also like chocolate syrup. A boy sitting in timeout.
Awesome. Anything else you want to say about any of these pictures?
No.
All right, we can go ahead and hit buzzer. There you go, two. Awesome, and then we'll look at just one or two of these for you head out. So this one's kind of cool.
A person imagining, it's like someone in space, or they're like imagining they're in space.
Would you ever want to go to space?
I'm going to go to Pluto.
Ooh, what would you do there?
To light, it takes 5.5 hours, oh. I believe.
Very cool. If you went to Pluto, what would you do?
Try to get in.
All right, and I'll show you one more.
No, I get it. I want to choose.
Ooh, this one?
Yes. Someone making a little like bird house or a dog house.
Have you ever made a bird house before or a dog house?
Oh, I made a bird house. I like made a bird feeder, but not a bird house.
Do a lot of birds come to visit?
The one I made, it fell down, and then, ooh, I want to do this one. A frog dressed up as a princess. This is cute. In a mug. In a cup.
Awesome.
It's cute.
Awesome. So if you found a frog like this in your room, how would you react? You just walked in, there's just a frog in a mug. How would you react?
I'll tell my dad.
Would you keep it?
Yeah. What's the, like, oh, frogs, because there's a hole in the net, because it was in the pool. Yeah, and so my dad like got it out, and I was like so flexible. I was like, because it was gonna like jump on me.
Awesome. Well, you are all done. You did such a great job. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer. Awesome! Yay! And I can take this mic off of you. Thank you so much.